And hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I want to talk to you today about how a sinful sheep herder found right standing with God. His name is Abel. We find him in Genesis chapter 4, along with his brother Cain. Cain and Abel. And you know the story, how both of them brought sacrifices to the Lord. Both of them were religious. Both of them believed in God. And Cain brought a sacrifice from the fields, from the work and the toil and the sweat of his hand. And Abel brought a blood sacrifice. The blood of probably a little lamb, the firstling of the flock. Now, how did Abel know how to do that? Well, it's very simple. He learnt that from his parents, Adam and Eve. Oh, you don't believe in Adam and Eve? Yes, I do. Why shouldn't I? And I hope you do. Because there's no redemption if there's no Adam and Eve. Because the Lord Jesus is the last Adam. The first man, Adam, sinned and caused us all to fall. And Christ has rescued us from that. So away with all this nonsense of evolution, or as I call it, evolution. Hey folks, it's against the word. It makes a full mockery of redemption. And if you're a believer and you think it's evolution, my dear friend, I ask you to get to know the gospel. However, that's another story for another day. Adam and Eve sinned. They transgressed against the Lord and they covered themselves up with fig leaves. And the Lord, he intervened. And he came along and he made them coats of skin and he clothed them. That was Genesis 3:21. And did you know that was the very first gospel sermon ever preached on this earth? It was preached not by the spoken word, but by symbols. And by clothing Adam and Eve with these skins, God taught them four lessons. The first thing that he taught them is this, that in order for a guilty sinner to approach a holy God, he needs to be suitably clothed, suitably covered. The second thing is that man's covering, man's work of his hand, the fig leaves, boy, they're not going to be acceptable. They're not going to cut it with a holy God. The third thing is that it's God himself who must provide the covering. And the fourth thing was that it's necessary for the covering to be obtained through death. Look, where do skins come from? Animal skins. They come from a dead animal. Somebody had to die. The wages of sin is death. Adam and Eve had broken God's commandment, and therefore either they are going to have to die or someone is going to have to die in their place. Either they die or another must die. Mercy can come in only after justice has been satisfied. Grace must reign, but through righteousness and never at the expense of righteousness. And God gave mercy to Adam and Eve, but in doing so, he first met the claims of his own broken law, and that's what he's done in Jesus Christ. Jesus has died on the cross for our sins. Believe that, my friend, and you'll be saved.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. That's Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.